I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. This is a song called Wilco from the new album by Wilco, which is called Wilco, the album. It's a bit of tongue-in-cheek playfulness for a band that is finally admitting its own success.
Are you under the impression this isn't your life?
In the past few years, Wilco has become really something of an American rock institution. But for a long time, the band was sort of a big fish in the small pond of brilliant non-commercial music. It took a documentary and a Grammy before things really began to change for them. I spoke to Jeff Tweedy and Wilco in 2004, just as their album A Ghost Is Born was released. Welcome to Studio 360.
Hello. How are you doing?
And what are you going to play for us first?
We're going to do a song called Muzzle of Bees.
What's that song all about?
Well, a muzzle of bees to me implies something that's obstructing your ability to communicate in a very painful and natural way.
As a muzzle of bees, I guess, would do.
As a muzzle of bees would do. The key lyric in Muzzle of Bees to me is half of it's you, half of it's me, which is a beautiful place to start in understanding how communication works and understanding how the communication of music works, that half of it's you, and then you don't have any control over the other half, which is the listener, which is what they bring to it is really what makes it beautiful.
Muzzle of bees it is.
All right.
Have come unstitched from climbing a tree. When dogs laugh, some say they're barking. I don't think they mean. Some people get so frightened, the fences in between. Tree to tree, silently, and back to me. With the breeze blown through, pushed up against the sea. Thank you.
That was Wilco, Jeff Tweedy on vocals and guitar, John Stewart on bass, Glenn Cochi on drums, Nels Klein on guitar, and Pat Sansone on keys, guitar, and vocals. Jeff Tweedy, you obviously, as we watched in the documentary on the band, are very ambitious for the art that you're attempting to do. And that ambition sometimes obviously takes the form of trying to keep the music sounding fresh and not getting into a kind of hack routine. Is that correct, that you're always trying to push it?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, a lot of people, I think, feel like they have to apologize for art, apologize for ambition, the idea that you're making art. It seems very pretentious to a lot of people. I can't do that anymore. I feel much better just being open and honest about the fact that we aspire to make art. And it's not just me, it's this entire band. The process of making music as an art form, is all about getting to stuff that you can't tell somebody. And, you know, you can't tell someone a melody, you can't tell somebody this. You're using sound to communicate, and, you know, you have lyrics there that can be secondary, can be something that enhances the melody, but more importantly, it's creating, the music creates an environment for some words that probably has more to do with the meaning than the actual words in the end.
Although you have simultaneously with this new album published a book of poetry. Why a book of poetry independently of the words that you sing on your CD?
Because I write poetry independently of the words I sing. I mean, there's probably a lot of parallels between the poems and the song lyrics, and that's because I use lines from poems very often to finish a lyric or finish a song.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, I mean, the album is kind of peppered with them, you know. A song like Late Greats has the last verse is the best songs never get sung, the best life never leaves your lungs, which is close and similar to a poem I wrote called Laughs, you know, which is it's just those two lines were kind of picked to add a different perspective to a song that felt very literal, and take it step back a little bit from it.
That song, The Late Greats, certainly seems autobiographical. In the chorus, you sing "Can't hear it on the radio," and which for many years one couldn't hear Wilco music on the radio. Do you feel as though you're singing about a past incarnation at this point, now that you're superstars?
I don't hear the song as being that autobiographical. I mean, if it is autobiographical, I think it's maybe more mocking in a way than, you know, commiserating with people about the sorry state of radio. I don't really care about radio, honestly. I mean, it's just another place people listen to music and don't feel entitled to be on the radio or not, you know. It's just something that might happen. And the song was about, I don't know, kind of laughing at that mentality of holding stuff so tightly in an elite kind of fashion about, you know, I know it can't be good because lots of people like it.
Right, right.
That's ridiculous. I understand people not wanting to treat their music as a consumer good,
item.
You know, like a
mass
like a tennis
commodity.
Yeah. And a lot of times that's the way the major label music industry works. They need for a record to sell enough copies for it to be enormously profitable for them. You kind of have to get it to the point where you're selling it as a tennis shoe, as a consumer product, as something that people think they have to have. Nobody has to have any record. You know, you really don't. But you need music. People do need music.
Well, and we need more music, more of yours, if you don't mind. Before you go, I would love you to play one more song for us.
Great. We'll play The Late Greats.
All right.
We're the slowest track of all time. The Late Greats, Turpentine. Can't hear it on the radio. Can't hear it anywhere you go. The best bands will never get signed.
rock and roll would have to be Romeo. His vocal cords are made of gold. He just looks a little too old.
Jeff Tweedy, thank you very much for playing for us and talking to us today.
Thanks for having us.
Wilco's new album is called Wilco the Album, and they're now on tour. And that's it for today's show. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you'll come and listen again next week. Studio 360 is produced by PRI, Public Radio International, and WNYC. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Vital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Amanda Aronchik,
Alana Harper,
Kelly Sullen,
Matt Frasica,
Annie Minoff,
Jonathan Mitchell.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum.